In this bulletin, the New South Wales-Victoria border reopens for the first time in over 4 months. A top US health official says Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as early as next month. And Australia's Jack Miller has achieved the runners-up spot in the Portuguese Grand Prix. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The New South Wales-Victoria border is now fully open for the first time in over 4 months. Qantas and Jetstar are operating 17 return flights between Sydney and Melbourne today, carrying around 4,500 passengers. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has told Nine News he's looking forward to meeting with the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
It's been a long time since I travelled to Melbourne, but I wanted to make sure I was there on day one. Essentially say thank you to Victorians for keeping themselves safe, but also keeping the country safe.
Victoria has recorded another day without a new coronavirus case or death as outdoor mask wearing rules are relaxed. The state has extended its streak to 24 days with no new infections. Under a new easing of restrictions effective from today, Victorians no longer have to wear masks outdoors unless they're unable to physically distance. Masks are still required to be worn in indoor environments, including workplaces, shops, and on public transport. A top US health official says Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as early as next month. Dr. Montsev Slaoui says Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as 24 hours after the Food and Drug Administration grants approval. The FDA's outside advisors will meet on the 10th of December to discuss whether to authorise the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and German partner BioNTech for emergency use. Mr. Slaoui told CNN he urges the general public to trust the process and to get vaccinated.
As we know, it's 95%. It's almost a full insurance against this pandemic, and we know it's safe over a short period of time, and we can predict that it's going to be safe over the longer time, and we will measure that. I think and I hope that's going to change people's perception.
Leaders of the world's biggest economies have vowed to supply COVID-19 drugs, tests and vaccines affordably and fairly to all people. The pandemic and uncertain economic recovery were central to the G20 summit in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. World leaders spoke on multilateral trade and the global fight against climate change during the two-day conference. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China will take the lead on climate change.
The Earth is our shared home. We must have a shared vision for mankind and pitch in to tackle climate change and other environmental challenges to protect our blue planet. Not long ago, I announced China's initiative to scale up its nationally determined contributions and strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. China will honour its commitment and see the implementation through.
As President-elect Joe Biden promises to re-enter the United States into the Paris Climate Agreement, President Donald Trump is defending his decision to withdraw. At the G20, the president said withdrawing from the agreement was an effort to protect American workers.
Under my administration, environmental stewardship is a sacred obligation. Over the last 4 years, we have made incredible strides to ensure that the United States has among the cleanest air and cleanest water on the planet. The Paris Accord was not designed to save the environment. It was designed to kill the American economy.
And briefly in sport, Australia's Jack Miller has achieved the runners-up spot in the Portuguese Grand Prix. Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Rain easing in Melbourne, 20. Partly cloudy for Hobart, 20 degrees. Showers or storms in Canberra, 24. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 26. Sydney, a shower or two, a possible storm, 29. Newcastle, much the same, 34. Brisbane, sunny and 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, and 35. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.